Oh, hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry, we're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome. This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master, along with Bill the producer. And
everybody
happy...
put it down. Everybody put it. Everybody put it down. Everybody put it. Everybody put it down.
Okay.
Put it. Put it. Everybody put it. Put it. Everybody. You can come in anytime now.
I don't know
everybody
that one.
Everybody put it.
I don't know.
If you start talking, I'll stop doing this.
Okay.
Everybody party.
I'm talking.
Party.
I'm talking.
We're all talking, Bill.
Happy anniversary.
You say hey.
Hey.
I say, oh, I don't even know how
ho.
It goes. There we go. Hey and ho. Right.
Hey. Ho.
There's none of those here.
Hey.
Hey ho.
What the hell kind of party is this?
It's a dive party.
No, it is not.
It is. Today is officially Scuba Radio's 15th birthday. We have made it 15
Happy
years.
Birthday.
April 1st is our anniversary date. It is
Happy
the 31st of March. But that's close
you.
Enough for us. And
Happy birthday.
Bill Gregg is talking.
Of April is actually our anniversary date. No fooling. I'm not kidding. 15 years we've been doing
Happy
this nonsense.
Happy birthday. To you.
All right. While everyone gets over throwing up in their mouth just a little bit.
Yeah, thanks for asking me to hang out, Greg. I'm leaving.
You're welcome. We got Patrick hanging out for the birthday.
James
festivity.
Has goosebumps.
Jimmy the Bubble Boy is here.
Those aren't goosebumps.
No. I got chiggers.
Are those bubbles in your pocket or is
or
Bill
is
the
just
producer?
Just narking.
Just,
yeah. You got it.
Oh, boy. All right. Well, obviously, it's a festive time here at the Scuba Radio broadcast facility today.
15 more!
New Jersey dive show Beneath the Sea last week. Had a ball. I got a lot of people up there in the Northeast that wished us a happy anniversary, by the way, Bill. A lot of people gave a shout-out. Said, hey, where's Bill? And where do you think? Oh, he's back in the studio. Right.
Yeah, what'd you think? what did you think?
But they said they did send their best. And so we appreciate
yes,
everybody.
They sent their best, and I got nothing.
Yeah. Well.
What is 15 years, Greg? What is that?
That is the year of neoprene.
Neoprene?
So ooh. We're supposed to receive neoprene
tell
gifts.
Tell you what, I hope I stay married for 15 years. This is going to be a good year.
Oh, my God.
So anything we receive as a gift today for our anniversary is supposed to be made out of neoprene or something like that. I don't know what the deal is, but in its honor, I am wearing... neoprene underwear today.
That explains a lot, actually.
Yeah.
That explains the funny gait.
And it's riding up the crack of my, you know...
elbow.
Yeah, but I think I'm situated.
Oh, here, I've got something for you guys. I had this in my wallet since I was about 14.
That's not neoprene.
Oh.
That's latex.
And I don't think that's a wallet.
Bill, I did bring Bill some Skittles.
Oh, brother.
Too soon.
Okay, so...
yes.
We do have a lot to cover today. We're going to, you know, being that it's kind of a festive show.
Party!
We're going to reflect a little bit on today's broadcast as well.
We're
15 years
so
of doing Scuba Radio. Yeah.
You know, we used to have anniversary parties, James. I don't want to tell you. We used to have anniversary parties where we'd have mermaids in here. They'd be drinking.
Right.
They'd be carrying on. Now all Greg's got is his nurse. And
right.
She's checking his blood pressure every 15 minutes.
Emptying the drool bucket every...
yeah, what are you saying, Bill? I was here. I almost remember those.
Yeah. But here's the thing. After 15 years of doing this show, yeah, you know, we can't remember any of it. Either we've mentally blocked it out, or,
which is wise,
or our mind is going.
Yeah.
So here's the deal. You call up today at 888-88-SCUBA.
888-88-SCUBA.
And you can share your favorite scuba radio moment. And if you have a good one, one that we actually remember really did happen, we may just award you accordingly. We have a few things up for grabs today. So 888-88-SCUBA, dial up with your favorite scuba radio moment, and we may just hook you up. Now, we have a lot of people to talk to as well. We're going to check in.
My favorite moment was that time when Bill sang, "Party, party, party, party." That was fantastic. I loved it. That was great. And then Marilyn Monroe came in and sang. That was excellent. Best show ever.
Okay, Richard Simmons. thank you so much for making an appearance on today's show.
And then Richard Simmons came.
I was up in up in New York, wow, by the way, after the Jersey show. I went up to the SiriusXM studio and hung out with our buddy Human Newman.
And, Human Newman! Gary Newman, cars!
We're walking the aisles of the studios there, and who walks by is Slash from Guns N' Roses.
Wow.
Oh!
So,
not that guy that was quarterback and wide receiver for the Eagles.
No, that was
a different
been.
Slash.
Oh, I thought you were talking about the OutQ channel they have.
No, that's something different.
Yeah. But, no, I saw Slash from Guns N' Roses and gave
him
a
Did you also see his hat?
I didn't. He was going hatless.
Could he see you?
It wasn't Slash.
He saw me.
It wasn't Slash.
It wasn't Slash.
No,
if he doesn't have his hair in his face and he's wearing the hat, yeah, he's actually a Muppet. A lot of people don't know that.
Actually, now that you mention it, he did look a little furry.
It's actually Guy Smiley with hair over his face.
Man, you never see Animal and Slash in the same room together.
True.
Animal!
All right, anyway, so enough name dropping. But I had a big time with our folks up there, and I tried to see if Slash would go on a dive trip with us. But he ran away faster than I could get to him. Anyway, Marlise Tumalo. Remember we had this girl on a couple weeks ago?
Oh, I remember Marlise Tumalo.
She was
in the finals. You owe me $20, lady!
For the best dive job in the world. She was in the top 10 finalists for this gig to become a dive instructor in Bali.
Right.
Best dive job in the world was the contest. And she had to submit a video of why she would be a good candidate. And
she seemed like she was a lot of fun. She was real interested in the job.
Right. We had her on Scuba Radio. She had emailed me and said, "Hey, could you help me out? I've been listening to your show, and every little bit helps. And if you guys could give us a little support,
and if we could do as little as possible." And we thought, "Yeah, we'll talk to you on the air," because literally that's the least we could do.
Right. And luckily, the folks in Bali obviously didn't hear that because they picked her as the winner.
Outstanding.
So they, you know, we didn't sabotage her effort, which is what we were afraid of.
In spite of our best efforts.
Yeah, in spite of what we tried. But yeah, Marlise actually won the gig.
Outstanding.
So she.
So when do we go to Bali?
Well, I guess we.
When
gotta
I
wait
say
on
we,
her.
I mean we.
Well, she said she would consider taking you too.
Because I must tell you, there's no one better to have as a contact in Bali than an unpaid intern.
Right.
Now, you see, Greg goes to Bali. You're going to Mali.
Oh, great.
No, wait, I went to Mali last year. It's only fair you go this year. No, they're fine. Mali's fine now. That was nothing. That little coup they had last week, no big deal. What are you looking at me like that for?
Oh, actually, you see, that's a very common error.
What do you mean?
Well, because when he says you're going to Mali, you think the country in Africa, which actually has some pretty interesting diving, but he actually meant Mali, Molly. It's a woman who owns a souvenir shop. Yeah. In the right near the Scar, actually, in Florida, and over by Fort Myers.
Carrabelle.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm lost.
That's a little south of Carrabelle.
Let's just leave it alone. No. But regardless.
I'm going to Molly's. You're going to Bali.
In 15 years, we have not been to Bali. Right. And Marlise got the gig there, so hopefully, maybe sometime in 2012 or 13, she will help us achieve that goal to do some diving in Bali. But honestly, congratulations to her. We're glad that we were able to at least shed some light on her efforts, and it looks like it paid off. Now, the Scuba Radio Mermaid thing. You know, we had Tiffany and Lizzie on display at Beneath the Sea in New Jersey last week. And, you know, this mermaid thing is really, I don't leave home without them anymore. And if I do, I'm pretty much chastised for it when we go out and about and hobnob with the diving public. And so I brought Lizzie and Tiffany to the Beneath the Sea show in Jersey. They were big hits as usual. And we got an email right before we left. You know, this is, you know, a lot of people are starting to email us and say, how can I be a Scuba Radio Mermaid? Because they see the girls traveling all around, whether it's Fiji or Grenada or Dominica.
They think, I'm cute. I could do that.
Yeah. How do we get this? How can we do this? And we've been inundated with emails. Now, we're very selective on the girls that we choose to be Scuba Radio Mermaids.
Yeah, the ones who say yes.
Exactly. and we'll read one of those emails next, and maybe actually conduct an on-air interview. It's kind of an interview/hazing ceremony. You'll have to listen in to the 15-year anniversary of the show to find out what that's all about next.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
For over 20 years, Explorer Ventures has been taking people just like you aboard their liveaboard dive vessels. You start as a guest and leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explorer Ventures, and just maybe why Explorer Ventures is one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. Of course, they offer spectacular diving in the Bahamas, Turks and Caicos, and Galapagos. All the details are right there at ExplorerVentures.com, but it's the people and the friendships one makes on these adventures that really sets Explorer Ventures apart from the rest. That's why we've made Explorer Ventures the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. Matter of fact, we'll be on several trips throughout the year, and we'd love for you to join us on any of these great diving adventures. However, the bottom line is, Explorer Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. Call them and see for yourself at 1-800-322-3577 or visit ExplorerVentures.com. That's ExplorerVentures.com.
You suck. You have to survive. When you're scuba diving 30 feet underwater. The next time you dive, suck air through Oceanic's new Delta 4 regulator with dry valve technology. DVT eliminates moisture, corrosion, and hose deterioration. The Delta 4 also features an FDX10 balanced diaphragm for years of hassle-free diving. So admit it, you suck. And you should be sucking on a Delta 4 by Oceanic.
You are a diver and have the Dive Flag shirt, hat, and bumper sticker to prove it. However, you can share your love of diving and ascend to a higher level with Dive Silver. Combining exquisite sterling silver with gemstones, Dive Silver is the perfect way to share your passion for the underwater world. From mantis to mermaids and everything in between, you'll find something truly unique to express your love of diving in the extensive line of Dive Silver jewelry. And at an affordable price, go to DiveSilver.com and see for yourself. That's DiveSilver.com.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Greg the Dive Master, 15-year anniversary today is what we're celebrating. And as it's easy to reflect on the past, and we're going to do some of that today, but we're looking towards the future right now. When it comes to the Scuba Radio Mermaids, you know, we get a lot of requests from people via Facebook, emails, whatever, call us up and say, hey, could we be a mermaid? And what's involved? How do I become a mermaid? And, you know, we have a stringent interviewing process / hazing ceremony that is associated with that. But let's start from the beginning. Let me read through a potential candidate. She emails us, says, hi, Greg the Dive Master and Bill the Producer. So she's brown-nosing right off the top, trying to get on Bill's good side, which is a good sign. Brown-nosing gets you gets you way ahead of the pack here on this show for sure. Hi, my name is Shengfei Wing. You can call me Faith in your language. Thank God, because obviously I didn't even come close to getting her name right on that one. But I'm a mermaid from China. I live in Bakersfield, California. I swam all the way across the Pacific Ocean with the hopes of becoming the first Asian scuba radio mermaid. I want to become a scuba radio mermaid, and here's why. I love scuba radio. I've been a scuba radio listener for more than a year, and I listen to your show every week on the internet. It's my major source for everything diving and non-diving. It's my weekly American pop culture lesson. Thank God she's on the right track.
There's no question.
Bill, if you're reading this, I'm sorry for everything Greg has put you through. I know how it feels to be a mermaid out of water. Greg, if you're also reading this, please forget what I said, because sometimes he deserves it. All right. She's on the show.
Sincerely, Hu Jintao.
Yeah.
No.
But she loves diving. Do I need to explain why? Diving, blah, blah, blah. She loves diving. Let's get back to the brown nose.
Is there a picture?
What?
Is there?
There must be a picture.
Is there a picture?
Well, that goes to the reply to her email. Uh-oh. We'll get to that in a second. I think everyone should listen to Scuba Radio so they'll know more about diving and not be afraid to get certified and go out there and explore the underwater paradise that I've come to know and love.
I cannot tell you that there has never been a writer statement made. Every mermaid should have that same commitment that every single person should listen to this radio show every week. And as soon as she delivers on that promise, I say she's in.
Well, maybe.
All she needs to do is get an additional, I don't know, what are there, 300 million people?
Well, she's going to try.
In this country. So if she gets, what do we need? 300 million more people, well, we'd have it all covered.
Well, let's see. I think she might have it here. Let's see. The number of scuba divers in China is growing a lot faster than ever. Most of them travel to another country to dive. By the way, I speak three Chinese dialects. Oh. That enables me to talk to a lot of divers from China, Taiwan, Malaysia, Singapore, Indonesia, etc. Pretty much anyone who speaks Chinese and or English, which is a lot of people.
Okay, clearly she doesn't even listen to this show because we barely speak English.
An ambassador for scuba
radio. Why would we want to be multilingual? We can just barely be singularly lingual.
Divers in Asia need scuba radio. If that weren't enough, what if I'm ready, or what if I'm a really hot Chinese girl? No, seriously. Okay.
When she says that, is she saying, no, seriously, I'm hot? Or is she saying, no, I'm seriously hot?
Faith, you had me at hot. And she's on the line right now. Let's talk to Faith. Faith, welcome to Scuba Radio. How are you?
Hey, I'm good. Happy birthday, Scuba Radio.
What did you say? What about Scuba Radio?
Happy birthday, Greg.
Oh, happy birthday. Well, thank you, Faith. I appreciate that. So let's talk about this. So you want to be a Scuba Radio mermaid. You want to be the first hot Asian Scuba Radio mermaid.
She will be our fourth Asian mermaid, but our first hot one.
Is that the case? No, I don't think that's true. Tell me a little bit about your history here. Do you have any mental illness in your family, Faith, first off?
Don't think of this as something that a yes would necessarily be bad.
Yeah. This is not a yes. Well, yeah, it is a yes or no question, but there's not a wrong answer.
Right.
Yeah. What do you think?
I'm fine. I listen to Scuba Radio.
Well, there we are.
Well, that's all you need to do.
That's all we need.
That's right.
All you need. And if that's not an indication that there's a history of mental illness, then what else could there possibly
be? She's got my vote, Greg.
Bill, she's calling the show.
So what do you do there in California now, Faith? Are you in school? Are you working someplace? Are you working with a dive shop there on the West Coast? What's going on?
No, I've been here for several months now. I'm just pursuing my dream here. One of them is to become a scuba instructor.
Yeah.
Right now, I just finished my dive master course a few months ago, so, yeah.
So you're Faith the Dive Master. You're already a certified dive master.
Yeah.
So are you working with a dive shop as a working dive master, or did you just get this certification so you had it under your belt
kind of thing? Yes, I just got certified.
Okay, yeah. So are you going to go to work for a dive shop, though? That's my question.
Hopefully so. Maybe in Florida. Hint.
Okay. All right. So you may relocate, is what you're saying.
She's saying she'd like to be here in Florida. Now, here's something that I think would help you, Greg. We call Greg the Dive Master. You're familiar with that, of course. What are the chances that you would want to be called Faith the Dive Mistress?
Ooh.
Apparently, there's a delay. While she translates.
Yeah. Well, let's get to the more interesting parts of it. How hot are you? Exactly, Faith. Describe yourself.
Well, you guys saw my pictures on Facebook.
I did. Yeah, she's plenty hot enough. That's not the question.
Yeah.
The question, we want to know what your self-image is like. We don't want to have to be constantly propping you up. We want you to be able to be propping yourself up. What Greg's asking is, on a scale of 1 to 10, 1 being, I don't know,
Bill.
Me. And 10 being...
Me.
Greg.
Wait a minute.
Wow.
Hold on.
She's probably a 15 or 20.
Yeah, please say you're a 10 plus. No, in all seriousness, you are a dive master. You like the idea. You've heard us talking about these mermaids. You would like to be a mermaid is what you're telling me. Is that the case?
Yes.
And what part of being a scuba radio mermaid sounds so appealing to you? The travel, being on the radio show, opportunity? What do you want to do with your life, Faith?
You know, like I said in the email, I really want to... I'm a positive person. I really want to inspire people through this.
Okay.
All
right, she sounds way too ambitious for this gig. she should have just said, I want to look good in a mermaid tail. No, I'm joking. This is good. We're going to talk to her some more and see if we can't make this happen. More coming up on the 15-year anniversary of Scuba Radio. Stay close.
Scuba Radio.
Scuba.
Scuba Radio.
It's our 15-year anniversary show today. Faith is on the line. She is a Chinese girl that lives in California that would like to be the first Asian scuba radio mermaid. Faith, you know, I forgot to mention this when we were talking to you before the commercial break. A very important question. You are older than 15, I'm hoping, right? How old are you? Can you say? Or legal? Or at least leave it at that much?
Old enough.
Old enough, okay.
Old enough to know better or just old enough?
She's obviously not old enough to know better. But that's a good thing.
There are some important questions. Before we wrap this up, there are some important questions, which at the beginning, when Greg was out recruiting mermaids, he really was just looking for somebody who was willing to do it. But over time, we've learned there are some very important questions we should have asked at the beginning, and that's pretty much why we went down the question about the history of mental illness.
Right.
Here's the real question, though, and this is the question that I think is going to probably make the biggest impact one way or the other. Do you drink enough? And how well behaved are you when you are drinking? Have you ever bitten anyone?
Faith?
Drinking water or
good enough
That's
answer
a
for
great
me.
Answer, great answer. First,
what are you guys waiting for?
Yeah, you don't bite people, right?
Depends.
Oh, that may be a better answer.
Right answer. No, you're answering everything correctly, Faith. That's what's ironic.
I have one for her.
What's that?
How would you feel having a mermaid puppet named after you?
Do I get to control it?
Of course not.
You can put your hand up her backside anytime, as long as we can take video. No, you know what, Faith? She sounds like she's suffering from information overload. Is that a fair assessment there, Faith? This is a lot to throw at you at once, isn't it?
Wait, come again?
Yeah, okay.
See?
Just put her on hold. She's answering everything correctly or playing...
Playing along.
Yeah, playing along.
I like that.
Going with the flow. That's what mermaids do, right?
How soon before Scuba Radio gets back out to California and needs more mermaids?
May. Beginning of May for the Long Beach Show.
I'm telling you what. I think we got a winner there.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Prepare to rig for dive!
Your surface interval is complete. You're now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Scuba Radio, divers consumer tip number 227. The Atlantic Devil Ray has no poisonous barbs on its tail. Therefore, it is the Pope's official position that performing an exorcism is not necessary.
They just want to give you their blessing.
So please stop calling the Vatican.
If the nobles find out who you are, there'll be the devil to pay.
So now, here's a Dan safety tip you can really use.
And yes, that means it's time for the real Dan Good Diving safety tip. And in the studio is Nick Bird, CEO and Chief Medical Officer for Divers Alert Network. How's it going, Nick?
Hey, it's going great, Greg. It's good to see you actually at home. You've been traveling a lot lately.
Yeah, you can say that again.
So where are you headed to next? Some exotic dive location?
Nope, actually, I'm staying a bit closer to home for a while.
Taking a break from diving?
No way. We've got a ton of great diving right around here.
You know, you really do. You're not the only lucky one, though. There are a lot of great local dive sites, pretty much no matter where you live.
That's true. Shoot, find a puddle big enough and you can dive.
Yeah, but the visibility is horrible in puddles.
So is it easier to dive locally?
Well, it's usually less expensive than traveling, but diving local doesn't mean you can be lazy about your diving habits.
What do you mean?
Well, even if you're diving a site that's your second home, you've been there a million times, you still need to do all the planning and preparation you do if you are going on a big trip.
Like what?
Well, like the dive site. You need to think through all the considerations, including what the conditions are going to be like. Are you going to be diving deep? Are there going to be temperature extremes? Is visibility going to be different than what you're used to? Are you going to do a shore dive or dive in some place that has local marine life that may be a factor? What are your local resources and what might you tap into? Things like your local aquarium that might have rules or prerequisites. You should check into those before you go. Knowing as much as you can about the dive site down the road is just as important as researching your destination.
Knowing the site probably helps with gear and surface equipment consideration too, doesn't it?
Absolutely. Every dive has a unique set of conditions that you need to consider. And those include the things we just talked about. Things like temperature, navigational landmarks, potential hazards, and surface conditions. Knowing the conditions you'll face helps you make sure that you've got the appropriate gear and exposure protection, both in and out of the water.
And once you've familiarized yourself with the site and created a dive plan,
go through your gear and make sure it's ready for your plan. Has it been serviced and properly maintained? Is it working the way it's supposed to? Do you have the exposure protection you'll need? Are there any crucial accessories like a dive light or navigation reel that you might need? Just like you would when you're traveling, make a checklist and use it to prepare.
How about emergency procedures?
You should absolutely think of emergency procedures. Do you even know what the local procedures are? Do you have emergency oxygen on hand? And do you know where it is? Do you know how to use it? Is there staff on site to assist in an emergency? Or are you on your own? And if you will be the responsible person, are you up to date in your emergency training?
What about you as a diver?
And that might be the most important piece. A lot of folks think of local diving as easy diving. But you have to feel up to the local dive like you would any other. So you got to ask yourself, are you physically fit enough to dive? Are you mentally prepared to dive? And remember, it's always okay to call it off if you're not feeling up to it.
It sounds like even if you've cut the travel budget, you can't cut corners.
You've got it. It's a common mistake many divers make. They stay close to home and in familiar waters, and they get complacent. We all do it because it's human nature. You get comfortable and you get complacent. But complacency really has no place in diving, and not taking the time to plan or prepare properly for a dive, even on a site you know really well, can be the difference between a safe dive and a really bad day.
So what you're saying is that even when you're staying close to home, do your homework.
Even if it's a puddle with bad visibility.
Local diving offers a lot of adventure and opportunity to sharpen your skills. But just because you're local doesn't mean you can be lazy. No matter where you plan to submerge, take the time to do it right. Plan and prepare each dive thoroughly, regardless of where you are or how many times you've been there before. Do that, and you're guaranteed Dan Good Diving.
That was beautiful.
Only you can prevent diving accidents. Divers Alert Network is your dive safety organization. With your support, Dan will continue to provide the research, service, and benefits to make your next dive a safe dive. So don't be a dinghy. Join Dan today by calling 1-800-446-2671.
It is our 15-year anniversary show today. April Fool's Day is our anniversary, believe it or not, and I am not fooling. 15 years of doing Scuba Radio, a lot to reflect on, and I'll share one with you right now. You know, we were just talking to Faith, who could potentially be a new Scuba Radio mermaid, the first Asian or Chinese Scuba Radio mermaid. She wants to make us more international and be our mermaid ambassador for that part of the world, which I love. I think that she's a winner. And she did describe herself as hot. So, you know, that never hurts when it comes to the whole mermaid thing. But let's look back in time. You know, there's a few things I remember. I have these little flashbacks every once in a while. And it's good to reflect when you're doing a show like today on some of those moments. Now, I was really hoping to get one of our first unofficial Scuba Radio mermaid on the air today, but you know, life is catching up with her, and she's busy and doesn't really associate with us anymore. Can you blame her?
No.
Now I'm referring to Nikki, Mermaid Nikki. How this whole
baby
mermaid,
mama Nikki?
Yeah, she just had a baby named Rocket, by the way.
Yeah, no way.
That he rocketed right out of there. And but God bless them. Her and her family are doing quite well, from what I hear. And I catch up with her every once in a while.
Rocket, my baby.
But a lot of people ask me, how did the Scuba Radio Mermaid thing start? And Nikki was the first one who came over. Her and Crystal came over from this park called Weekiwachee Springs in Florida, just north of Tampa. And they are known for doing this underwater mermaid show. And they were using the spring as a dive site. And they wanted to promote it on Scuba Radio because they knew what we were doing, you know, this little show for divers. And I said, well, why don't you send a couple of your mermaids over and we'll have them promote the park and the dive site at Weekiwachee and that whole thing. So they sent over Nikki and Crystal. And we had never met these girls before. I think Nikki at the time was 20 years old. She came over. No, she was 21 because she was drinking. Yeah, that's how I remember.
I was just
going
to say, you know what? I think her age is going to become important very, very quickly in this story. Let's say she was 21.
Yeah, we didn't give it to her, but they had evidently had a few cocktails.
They showed up having
in the studio. Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
And as the show went on, it was obvious they were drinking a little bit more and more to take the edge off. They were a little nervous, I think, to be on the radio. I'll make a long story short, kind of too late at this point. Nikki becomes funnier and funnier as the show progresses, as she has another cocktail or whatever she was drinking at the time. And it was one of the funniest shows we'd ever done, Bill. Do you remember?
I do remember it.
And she was hilarious. And I was like, you know, this girl's got skills. After the show, we went to lunch with her and a group of the, you know, the people from the show.
And the drinking stopped immediately.
I don't think so. But I just said, well, what do you guys do when you're not doing this mermaid thing?
Sit around drinking.
Well, that. And they
and
dive,
we're very popular.
They dive for sponges in Tarpon Springs. That was their professional gig at the time.
I thought it was truck surfing.
Well, and then they truck surf.
That was later.
For entertainment. Okay. You know, so their job was diving for sponges. And for entertainment, they would truck surf. And I say, what? What do you do? Oh, yeah, we get on top of the trucks, and then we drive them through a dirt road and see if we can stay on the truck. And I'm like, okay. And I'm thinking, all right, well, we're going to be reading about Nikki and Crystal here in the paper here next week. Another fatality of crazy mermaids on top of trucks in Spring Hill, Florida or something, you know.
In case you've never met anyone who's won a Darwin Award.
Yeah. But she didn't. She survived. And slowly but surely, she evolved into one of the big three. It was really the first big three mermaids were Nikki.
You have got to come up with a better way of describing them.
Well, Abby,
there's no woman that wants to be described as one of the big three, and Abby is a Shetland person. She's tiny.
Well, good point.
They had nicknames, right, Greg?
Had nicknames that they earned over the years, but those can't be repeated on the air, actually. But we had Nikki, Denise, and Abby.
Right.
They were like the Charlie's Angels or the...
Yeah, they were.
They were the three Stoogettes.
Okay.
Charlie's Tuna.
The Three Amigos. The first three Scuba
Three
Radio
Amigas.
Mermaids.
Amigas.
And they've moved on to bigger and better things, but that's good things.
Nikki was actually only half mermaid, as I believe her father was a piranha.
A good point. She had issues, which led to that question for
about
Faith.
The biting. Yes.
Yeah, yeah. But the good kids they are, and they're all doing well. We wish them the best. And,
one of them got a horrible job in the mountains somewhere.
In the mountains?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
What?
And one of them work in like North Carolina or something ridiculous like that?
Who?
Like at Duke University?
No, Abby's in New York City.
Oh, that's right. She is in New York.
Yeah.
Scuba Radio.
Would you like to talk diving? Greg the Dive Master's all toweled down and ready to take your call now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
Hosting a radio show about scuba diving and boating is one of the best gigs on the planet. It's actually part of my job to check out and report on cool new products I personally use to enhance my diving and boating adventures. However, I do believe in sharing the joy, and this is why we've added Nanook protective hard cases to our list of products you can now purchase on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Nanook cases are designed to protect the most sensitive equipment in the harshest environments. Underwater photographers, listen up. From their high-impact NK7 resin to their exclusive power claw latches, Nanook has raised the bar for those of you that demand the best protection for your gear. Plus, Nanook protective cases cost less than similar products currently on the market. The company has been around for over 15 years, but it's new to the U.S., so we've made a small number of Nanook cases available exclusively for you at a special introductory price on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Go there now and check out Nanook, the evolution of protection.
I'm always the first to run low on air.
I'm adjusting my BCD all the time.
It feels that I spent half my dive swimming back to the dive boat and on the surface.
You can learn to improve your diving so that you can feel more confident with your skills and more comfortable in the water thanks to the Professional Association of Dive Instructors. Peak Performance Buoyancy and the Navigation Specialty Course are just a few of the many PADI offerings to consider. Visit PADI.com to find the PADI Dive Center nearest you. PADI, the way the world learns to dive.
Obviously, we have it pretty good here at Scuba Radio, but why let us have all the fun? Dive into scubaradio.com and allow us to share the joy. It's all there, from cool monthly giveaways to info on how you can join us on our next big dive adventure or Scuba Radio broadcast. Click on the Shop tab for special Scuba Radio pricing on Scuba Radio hats, jackets, shirts, and an assortment of unique items you won't find anywhere else. You can even get info on how to take scuba classes from a real live mermaid. So dive in now at scubaradio.com.
Well, thank you. Now, after 15 years, things get a little delayed. What? What?
I don't have to tell you folks about scuba diving.
Well, after 15 years, sure. Thanks.
So, that'll save some time.
Yeah, okay. That explains it.
I love all the fishies, all the sharkies, too. When I see one come towards me, I swim like you.
Okay.
Out of all the friends down there, hey, don't you know? There's a friend of mine, the very popular Jacques Cousteau.
Nice. Okay. Dive with me. Yes. 15 years we've been doing this little show called Scuba Radio. We thank you, by the way. We joke so much, but, you know, let me do honestly say thank you for supporting us and sharing our little adventures with you and your dive buddies. You make it possible. We do appreciate it. Now, we are reflecting a little bit back on today's show, and on the line with me is my good buddy Jeff Terode from South Florida Diving Headquarters. We know him as Captain Cocktail. We've had a few adventures over the years, and Jeff, I wanted to bring you on the air on our 15-year anniversary and have you share one of those special moments, a special scuba radio moment that you can share with us that you look back on fondly.
Remember, one that you look back on fondly and one that you can share on the air. Those are the two things. Not every story is going to work here, Jeff.
Hmm.
Who's this? What show is this?
Yeah, Bill, Jeff's getting up there in years. So,
yeah, but Bill's left him nothing to share.
Radio shows is why.
That's true.
The problem is I don't remember a lot of them, but I do specifically remember one, the whale shark dive. You and I did.
That was going to be the one that I was going to hold on to.
Figures.
To tell afterwards, because this was a great story. This is back when Julie was on the show.
Yeah.
It's a liveaboard dive trip. We're on the Necton Pilot.
Mm-hmm.
We're doing a broadcast where we're recording on the ship, but you guys have those full face mask communication masks on. And the technology has evolved a little bit since this day. But you guys are down at the front of the boat, and Julie gets on the microphone and tells you guys that there's a whale shark in the water at the back of the boat. And you guys, in what is really unnecessarily unwieldy equipment, swim as fast as your little tails could swim to the back of the boat, only to have Julie rolling around on the floor laughing. That was a great story.
Oh, then she goes, "No, it's moved. It's back at the front of the boat." I think we went around the boat 3 or 4 times chasing this ghost whale shark.
Yes.
Awesome.
Yeah, that was the best you could come up with? That was something I'd blocked out years ago.
I gave him a lot of limitations.
Yeah, well, fair enough. True. When you look back at what Captain and Cocktail and myself have done over the years, a lot of them we can't remember, can we, Jeff? But that's a sign of a good time.
We choose not to remember.
Yes. We blocked them out for various
reasons. I think it's more that than the other.
Yes. The names have been forgotten to protect the guilty. Something to that effect. Right. Now, what are you doing down there in South Florida today? You out there diving on the boats?
Oh, man, it's gorgeous today out here.
Is it? Yeah, no, here we are in Orlando here for our 15-year anniversary, and we got stormy skies in Orlando today. But it's nice down there in South Florida, huh?
It has been beautiful all day. We're supposed to get a little bit of rain, probably about a half hour of rain today, but that's pretty normal for us anyway. So, yeah, it was gorgeous flat this morning. Finally, I think most of the winds of March are over finally, so we can get down to some good diving.
That's excellent. The winds of March ended on the, last day of March. Excellent. That's nice.
Today.
Good timing.
Yes. Yeah. Well,
yeah, that worked out.
Yeah, well, it worked out quite well, didn't it? As long as it's calm seas and good diving for everybody. That's what we want.
Hey, you guys going to come down for the Air and Sea Show?
Well, maybe. You know, I was going to talk to you about that this week. That's a big event. I saw
pilot in training. I thought you might be doing some of the stunts.
Well, I was watching them at the Lakeland Sun and Fun Show this week, which is going on in Lakeland. And I saw the, not the Blue Angels, but the, Thunderbirds.
Thunderbirds.
Yeah, and they came by and kind of disrupted our broadcast. It's hard to be able to do a radio show when you got Thunderbirds storming across the sky about 25 feet above you.
It was pretty loud. It was pretty loud. I heard that today.
Like, what the heck? Hey!
No.
How's it go?
No, actually, it goes a lot more like this. It goes a lot more like this. It's much more like... Stop staring at me.
Yeah, Bill, that's the thunder.
Bill's hyperventilating.
That sounded like
Bill's lips turned blue.
That sounded like a late night show.
Yeah.
I'm blowing up a balloon.
Very nice. We may. Are you guys exhibiting at the Air and Sea Show in South Florida? Is that why you were asking or no? Or do you know yet?
No, we take the boats out and we do some diving in the morning, and in the afternoon we take the boats and anchor.
Right.
And the turn buoys in the air show, so the Thunderbirds come right over the top of us.
Yeah, no, I see how they zip across the lakes in Lakeland and they literally make a wake. Do they do that off the coast of Fort Lauderdale too?
I have wheel marks on the roof of my boat.
From the roof of your boat. But that's what I'm saying. You got to take the divers down there and kind of watch them from below the water. That could be a new angle, huh? An angle from below.
I don't know how much you hear or see. I guess you can still hear it, I'm sure.
Yeah, well, I'm sure. You would feel it. Yeah, they're loud. Anyway, Captain Cocktail, go back and have a drink. We'll let you enjoy the rest of your Saturday as we continue on with our 15-year anniversary celebration. We're just getting started. Much more to come in hour two.
How come all the is gone? Where is the rum?
Sorry about that.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated. Scuba
Radio. This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.